Today I am here with Elon Musk. Thank you for joining us. Can you do a small introduction of yourself?
I was born in June 28th, 1971. And as a child, I have been always dreaming about inventions and things like that.
So you have invented Tesla. So what is Tesla's greatest challenge in terms of convincing consumers that an electric car is the best option?
We started Tesla in 2003, and our most hardest challenge was to produce an electric car that everyone could afford to buy. So I think that was the most challenging part in this process.
But what differentiates your car than with others, electric ones?
I think in Tesla we have the advantage that we have been developing this car for a long time. We have the experience, we have the resources to make them. So, I don't know, for example, we are working on the full autonomous car, so we have like a bit of advantage in that area.
You've recently also created SpaceX. So, SpaceX was founded with the goal of making humanity a civilization in space. Are you hoping to see that?
I hope to see the first rocket launch to Mars to create a community there. So I hope in some time we can see that.
I see that your company is very intelligent. Is there a technological limit to what you are capable of creating?
Right now we are working with AI, so I think it's very challenging because we don't know yet how powerful can it be, but we should be very careful with it.
What advice would you give to young people in developing countries who want to be entrepreneurs?
I think the best advice I could give is that if you want to achieve something in your life, you have to work for it until you get the results you are expecting. So if you are not happy with it, just keep working.
We don't want yet.
Yes, we are recording.
Doing it now?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I saw the phone on the table. Sorry.
Yeah.
Pues habrá que volver a hacerlo, ¿no? Porque,
¿no? Lo cortamos y ya está. Falta otro.
What is like to work with NASA, on a rocket project?
I think it's very challenging because in NASA they are like very strict with all the calculations and the quality process we have to achieve. So it was very challenging to launch our first rocket and, successfully.
Did you ever doubt that you were going to succeed in your high-risk enterprises?
I think yes, because I started on this world of entrepreneurship, let's say, at a very early age. So when I was 12, for example, I developed a game and sold it for about 500 euros. So I had quite experience on that area.
That's all. Thank you.
Thank you.